After Kriyat Yamsuf, the Jewish people find themselves in very difficult situations. First of all, without water, and then without food. Hashem puts them in these situations so that they should appreciate their dependency upon Hashem and appreciate Him as provider. When we get to the Mun, in Perek Tetzayin, Pasuk Dalid, Hashem tells Moshe, Hinni mamtir lachem lechem in Hashemayim, v'yatza ha'am v'lakdu dvar yom biyomo, Liman anasenu hayelech betoratiyim lo. I'm going to bring lechem in Hashemayim, man, that people are going to go out and collect it each day so that I can test them to see whether they're ready to follow the Torah or not. We hear that the story of the man, the process of the man, is meant to see as a precursor to Mamad Har Sinai whether the Jewish people are ro'i to receive the Torah, whether they're ready to follow it or not. How is the process of the man a test of that readiness? I think the three key words are b'yatza'am v'lakdu dvar yom b'yomo, the need to go and collect every day. The Gemara in the Yom Adav Samach Vav, the Talmidim Rav Shimon Bar Yochai asked him why Hashem had the Jewish people go out to collect every day instead of giving them their man for the whole year. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, imagine a person with four or five children who would go to sleep at night knowing that he had no food in the home, and that he was totally dependent on whether the man would be there the next day or not. The way the man was given was meant to build the sense of trust on a Kodesh Baruch Hu as opposed to what we have in storage. In fact, we know that the Jews were not allowed to take more than a day's portion and not allowed to save from day to day, and if they did, it turned to worms, because they had to rely on a Kodesh Baruch Hu and not on whatever they would put aside for the future. A person's ability to spend their time, energy, resources on other things besides the pursuit of food. A person's ability to follow Torah, devote their times to learning their time to learning Torah, hinges on their ability to trust that God will provide the next day, so that we don't need to be harried today in preparing for tomorrow. The Medrash, the Mechilta, tells us, Lo nitna Torah lidoresh ela li'och lehaman. L'mana nasenu hayelech b'torati'im lo. The initial generation of the Torah, of the receiving of the Torah, had to be one that recognized this total dependency and therefore were able to immerse themselves totally in the learning of Torah. We may not be Ochlei Haman, but hopefully we can learn from the story of the Man to be able to trust in God and through that be able to devote ourselves to what's really important. The Mechilta says, anyone who has what to eat today and worries about tomorrow is Miktanei Amana. There's a lack of faith in the Mun that can appear in other forms, even when it doesn't fall directly from the sky. Let's internalize this message so we can spend our time on other things besides just the pursuit of food, for which we rely upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu.